again, for years, they've been asking me to send them all the good stuff, and they've been publishing it in all official Russian media, from television documentaries to the covers of their major four-color glossy magazines. So if the current generation of Russians didn't get it from NASA, they could certainly get clues from our work to go asking about what NASA might have. And so I don't think there's any wiggle room to really swing a cat here. They're talking about ancient lunar stuff that our guys brought back. Like maybe, remember George Data's head?
Oh, I love that you found. We were at a conference. You brought that to a conference, the picture.
The Joshua Tree conference, and then we went back, and I did the only show in the studio there in Sherman Oaks that we've ever done, you and me in the same studio. We're going to do it again in a few weeks. I'm getting ready. You didn't ask me what I'm up to.
We don't know where you'll be, though.
We don't know yet where we'll be, but I do want to ask you a critical question.
Yes.
About the Pluto mission.
Yes.
For those who don't know, I'm going to host Coast the night of July 13th, 14th on the Pluto encounter by the New Horizons spacecraft in, 3 weeks now. And we're discussing, George and I, about how long we're going to go and whether I do the first hour or I only do the last 3 hours. And I would insist on the full 4 hours. You can do the news if you want and the commercials, but I want to do the 4 hours. And I also strongly recommend that we extend our...
No, don't even bring that up. Don't bring it up. Technically, don't bring it up.
Why?
You're going to screw things up. 4 hours, 3 to 4 hours, that's it.
Well, this is why someone upstairs should think about more, because
this spacecraft
is different than...
Richard, are you hearing me? Drop it. All right?
Okay.
All right. Go pout somewhere, but drop it.
I'll send you an email.
Send me an email. Howard in Vancouver, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Howard.
Good evening, gentlemen. Mr. Hoagland, I'm honored to speak to you. I am pretty much on board with your ideas about ancient artifacts on the moon. However, I'd like to run some really crazy thoughts past you, see what you think. About the Apollo 17 landing site, there are some artifacts around that area that were photographed. I downloaded them a few years back from your website. And after taking a good look at them, I strongly suspect that what you may be looking at there are the remnants of a crash of a terrestrial spacecraft, so, you know, one that's launched from Earth. There are a few things there that indicate that. And I'm thinking that back in the bad old days during the Cold War, I know the Soviet Union was notorious for announcing their successes, you know, after they'd already been completed, and you never heard about their failures.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm rather suspicious that perhaps they might have, you know, they were a little bit more... careless with the safety of their cosmonauts, and we were of their astronauts. That's why they beat us into space in the first place.
So you're thinking these could be an old Soviet manned expedition that failed, and then Apollo 17 landed to find out what they were doing?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know if that's exactly why Apollo 17 landed there, but I'm thinking that's what they may have done.
Well, but then what are